Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katiel Blad. Parasha Bo, come. Week 15, Third Aliyah. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go worship the Lord. Even your women and children may go with you. Only leave your flocks and herds behind." But Moses said, "You must allow us to have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to the Lord our God. Our livestock must go with us as well. Not a hoof is to be left behind. We have to use some of them in worshiping the Lord our God, and until we get there, we will not know what we are to use to worship the Lord." Exodus 10, verses 24 and 26. What can we serve the Eternal with? Pharaoh finally lets the sons of Israel leave Egypt to serve the Eternal in the desert. But he didn't allow them to take their livestock, which were their possessions. Moshe wasn't fooled by this cunning move. It wasn't enough to bring just the families of Israel for the divine service. Animals should be taken as well. This shows us that in order to serve the Eternal, it is not enough that just men of the family do it. The whole family must be included in the divine service. The festivals of Israel are not only for men, chapter 10, verse 11, but also for the young, elderly men, women, boys and girls, chapter 10, verse 9. Everyone must be in the festivals, and all should partake in the joy and satisfaction these bring. If there is a celebration in which one of these groups mentioned above is not joyful, then it won't be a festival for the Eternal. Besides, it isn't enough to serve the Eternal with songs, instruments, and dance. There has to be a full surrender, including absolutely everything. Moshe asked for all of Israel's belongings so they could give them to the Eternal. Without a full and total surrender, there can't be a true service for the Eternal. He deserves everything. We can't keep anything from Him when serving Him. Moshe didn't use cunning words or lies when he spoke with Pharaoh. He didn't say that not a hoof was to be left behind to flee with everything. What he said was true. When serving the Eternal, we must be willing to give it all. For our lives to be a correct service to the Eternal, we must give Him everything. Not only our bodies, our families, our praise, or our time, but all of our possessions. Not one hoof should be left behind when it is about divine service. If we are not willing to give Him all our goods and all our money, we can't serve Him. He can ask for whatever we have, being willing to give it to Him as a sacrifice. That's how there will be a real party. If you haven't experienced happiness in your relationship with the Eternal, it's because you haven't given Him everything. If you keep something from Him, your sacrifice won't be accepted, and you won't be able to experience happiness in your soul. May you be happy. Shalom.